It's time once again for the Jason Kirkman Show, direct from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where women dress like ladies and men hold the door and tip their hats. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop and spreading smiles across the country. Here he is passing out bowls of boiled peanuts. It's Jason Kirkman.
Thank you very much, Steve. Hey, I'm Jason Kirkman, yours truly. You're listening to my show, The Jason Kirkman Show, and I've got to tell you, I'm so glad to be here. I've had a really good week. Lots of good encouragement from my friends and colleagues, and just having a blast spending time right here in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. And I'm bringing you the show this week from Studio 312, as I always do. And it's just, you know, I'm just so happy. I really am. I wake up sometimes and have to pinch myself. Is this life really real? Is it a dream? No, it's not. Thank God for the life that I live. I'll tell you what, I'm grateful for it. Grateful for every minute. I'm grateful for a great family and a great heritage and great friends and colleagues. And I'm grateful to all the stations that play the Jason Kirkman Show. I'm just a grateful kind of guy. I really am. And I think if you get online and you find me on Facebook, you'll find that too. I'm always posting positive pictures and things and statements. And I'm just a happy-go-lucky guy. I really am. And I'm glad that I can be a part of your day today right here on the Jason Kirkman Show, where we're bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage. It's a concept about the way things used to be in America. And, of course, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know all about that concept. And maybe I've even motivated you to live that concept a little bit. Shake hands with a neighbor, show them a warm, friendly smile, buy a kid a candy bar just for no reason at all other than it's a good thing to do. Makes yourself feel good, makes the kid feel good, lets people know America is still America. Hey, we're going to be right back with some great stories, great comedy. We'll get into the music right now. We'll be back right after this.
Ooh.
That was Soul Man by Sam and Dave. Here's Elvis Presley with Give Me the Right.
Give me the right to hold you tonight. The tears that I've cried over you, give me the right. You can't say no
You never give me a chance.
I love you, darling. So come go with me. Come go with me. Way beyond the sea. I need you, darling. So come go with me. Come on, go with me.
That was Come and Go With Me by the Del Vikings, and here is Tonight I Fell in Love by the Tokens.
Dum doobie dum, whoa. Doobie doobie dum, doobie dum, whoa. Doobie doobie dum, doobie dum, whoa. Tonight I fell in love, whoa.
Tonight, tonight I fell in love. I want the stars above. Tonight I fell in love.
Listening to the Jason Kurtman Show, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and our sister station, 97.5 FM, out of Alamogordo. Also, Greg Martin and the good folks at the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. There's Country Lovin' Radio in Vancouver, Washington. Also, WVPV Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia. WVPV, by the way, stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of them are out of Columbia, South Carolina. And I'd like to thank the Dean up there for sending me those great old commercial clips. And I'd like to thank Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona, Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida, and KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, Don and all of his programming committee folks. Also, there's WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. Thank you, Andy, David, Fred, and Liz. And Liz, I hope you're feeling better. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show. We'll be right back with more music, entertainment, family style, fun, and all of that right now.
Just you watch, my friend. A rock and roll will always be. It'll go down in history.
Rock and roll will always be. It'll go down in history. Everybody rock. Everybody rock.
It's here to stay. It will never die. It wasn't meant to be that way. Although I don't know why. I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay. Rock and roll will always be a rocket to the end. It'll go down in history. Just you watch, my friend. You've been missing. But if you'd like to pop and stroll, come around and listen. Let's all start to have a ball. Everybody rock and roll.
That was Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay by Danny and the Juniors. Here's the drive-in show with Eddie Cochran.
Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the drive-in show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I bet my penis to a candy bar, and you'll be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to a driving show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the driving show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I'll bet my peanuts to a candy bar, you'll be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to a driving show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. Do 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 do.
All of y'all know that my dearest and closest friend growing up was Marcel Ledbetter. I checked on him the other day. Marcel's still hauling pulpwood. And he's got a young boy named Tater. Tater Ledbetter. That hips him. Tater loves to go to the woodyard because the man that's the manager of the woodyard owns one of them moped motorcycles. And while they're unloading the pulpwood, old Tater rides a moped. Now, he's forbidden to take it outside the woodyard. But this particular day, Tater saw an opening in the fence. And he give it the good guff. And went right out on the hard road and pulled up to the red light and stopped. About that time, a brand new Mercedes-Benz pulled out of a brand new showroom, whooped around in the street, one of them $70,000 ones, and pulled up there and stopped at the red light. And the driver looked, and there's Tater on the moped right there. Tater leaned over and put his nose on the glass, trying to look in there. Driver of the Mercedes spooled the window down, and Tater stuck his head over in there. Woo! Smell them leather seats. Look at that dashboard. Looks like the console of a brand new cotton gin. Woo! Look at him, look at him. Oh, sir, it's the most beautiful car I ever seen in my life. Fella said, thank you, young man. Thank you very much. Tatum said, how fast would it go? He said, 120. 120. About that time, a light changed. Tatum swung back on the moped, and the man took off. And I mean, really showed Tatum how he could do it, and just left tire tracks in the middle of the road. The man's going along doing about 90, and he sees a speck in his rearview mirror. And the speck's getting closer and closer. And about that time, the speck said, and he passed over here on the left-hand side. Man driving the Mercedes said, good gracious, that looked like that little old boy on that moped. Ain't no way that could happen. About that time, he saw it coming back. He said, it was. Have mercy. He done passed me twice. Looked in the rearview mirror, and here he comes again, right at the back of that Mercedes. And he, wham, runs into the back bumper. Man slams on brakes, jumps out. Tatum had done bent the cooter shell on the back of that car. And there he was laying down in the middle of that moped, and parts strode everywhere. The man saw he was breathing and said, oh, son, I sure hope you're all right. Is there anything in the world that I can do for you, son? Tatum said, yes, sir. You can unhook my suspenders from your side view mirror.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? For here I am, honey, come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be sadder than a glass of wine alone. Waste of time. Oh, yes. You don't ever have to walk alone. But you see, come on, take my hand. Baby, won't you walk with me? Oh, yeah. When you're waiting for a voice to come there's no one. Don't you feel like a cry?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like crying?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like a crack, a crack, a crack, a
crack,
a crack, a crack, a crack,
a crack, a crack,
a crack, don't you feel like a crack, 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 a crack?
That was Cry to Me by Solomon Burke. Here's Working After School by Cliff Richard.
Working after school, I can't go dancing with you. Working after school, won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Working after school, no time to kiss you, baby, every afternoon. I really miss you, baby, I want you to know it, because my love is true. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together. up my money to buy a ring for you. Saturday and Sunday we'll have time to be together. I will hold you tightly and you'll be mine forever, forever mine, forever. Working at the school, each moment thinking of you. Working at the school, and all the time I love you. Working toward the future that I will share with you. Working toward the future that I will share with you.
A dispute is being waged over a tattoo on the neck of a man about to go on trial for murder in Kansas. The man has asked for a tattoo to be removed because it consists of the word murder, which he fears may influence the jury negatively. You think? A tattoo artist has been found by the defense who is willing to go to the jail and remove it or cover it up, and the prosecution has said that they don't have any objection to this. But the sheriff at the jail where the man's being held has objected. He points out that under the Kansas Administrative Code, tattoo artists may only practice at a licensed facility, which would indeed make it illegal for one to work at the jail. He's also against letting the prisoner out to visit a tattoo parlor. The defense has also asked the judge to ban any mention of any tattoos at the trial, as it could be extremely prejudicial to their client.
Hi, Jason. Michael Cineberry, listening to your program, enjoying your program. Great history, wonderful trivia, songs that I haven't heard for years that all bring back good memories. It's a pleasure to be able to tune in every week and just enjoy a little bit of life.
Hey folks, Jason Kurtman here. I want to thank you for listening to this hour of the Jason Kurtman Show. I'm going to start playing some old commercials. We played one earlier, and I want to tell you that these commercials that you hear, we're not selling these products. We're selling you the concept of the nickel soda pop beverage, a time in America when things were great. They were simple, and yet at the same time, they were complex. But no matter how bad things got or how good things got, folks enjoyed the good life. It was a time in America when families ate together, they played together, and they stayed together. And that's what this show's all about, bringing back that concept. America was great, it is great, and it will always be great as long as you and I know what it takes to keep it that way. And what does it take to keep it that way? Good, honest, wholesome fun, integrity, character, and doing what's right. So, with that being said, here's an old commercial. Hope you enjoy this. And we'll be back right after this.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. Use only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
You can't control the length of your life, but you sure can control the width and the depth. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show. Here's the man with the golden smirk, Elvis Presley, with Playing for Keeps.
I'm playing for keeps. This time it's real, and I want you to know exactly how I feel. I'm playing for keeps. For sure this time, and I won't be happy until I know you're mine. Can't thrill me like you do.
that I fell in love with you.
There have been others that could love me true, but no one else can thrill me like you do.
I'm playing for keeps.
Oh, love me do.
Oh, don't make me sorry that I fell in love with you.
In love with you.
Here's a song called Chains by the Cookies.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Whoa.
It's no secret that a performer is always terribly nervous and excited on an opening night, and it's quite understandable because he's worked hard and waited many years for this moment. However, this reaction is not restricted to show business. People in all endeavors feel this way when their first big break comes. So with this in mind, here is a sportscaster doing a play-by-play description of his first big game. Take it away, Phil Lucebrink. Ah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your old fiend, friend Phil Bruceling, Phil Lucebrink, bringing you a play-by-play description of today's fame. game between NY Penn and NYU and Penn State. Ah, it's a grand day in the great stand, a great day in the grandstand, and the salt and gun shines beaming on the spectator's faces. Oh, what a fright. What a sight. I see little boys are peddling popcorn, and here come the bakers with their bedpans. But enough of the band, enough of the stands, and now on the field. I see the players are warming up. The referee is kicking the call off, and there goes the bow. The ball soaring sky to the high. As it comes down with the Penn State boys in the five-yard line, move up the field. He's on the louse. He's on the loose. He moves up to NYU board, throws him a fishing tackle. Flying tackle, and grounds him on the dirty clothesline.
30-yard line. What a cackle. What a tackle. What a run of that boy is. What a run of that boy is. He's been right up there in the state pen for quite a while. The Penn State for quite a while. Now the boys have gone back into the puddle, back to the hotel. Back in the huddle, comes the scrambling, his line, scrims the ball, scrap, and as the center plunge, but he only gained about 5 pounds. The 5 yards. Oh, but wait, something's been hurt. He's flying on the bat of his back out there. He's lying on the flat of his back out there. What he needs is first aid. I see the doctor, is rushing across the bag with the stadium in his hand. Across the stadium with the bag in his hands, he's kneeling the boy's side working feverishly, and the crowd is going mad. Ah, but the beer comes up from the stand. A cheer comes up from the stand. He has shaved the player's wife. Saved the player's wife. I'm having a little trouble with my squeal. I twist a little tongue up. I better turn the mic over to Mike. The mic over to Mick. I'll see you later.
Remember, life is hard by the yard, but it's a cinch by the inch. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Warsaw, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip, Jack, and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66.
That was Chuck Berry with Route 66. Here's Fats Domino with one of my favorites, I'm Gonna Be a Wheel.
I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real old cat. Then I won't want you. Everything be coming my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real old cat. Then I won't want you. He'll cry. You'll be wondering why I don't look at you and I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a rig on cat. Then I won't want you.
Thank you.
gonna be a rhythm cat. Then I won't want you. Everything be coming my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a rhythm cat. Then I won't want you. He'll cry and hop like my heart. He be wondering why I don't look at you and I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a rhythm cat. Then I won't want you.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirtman Show, and I'd especially like to thank all of the stations that carry the show. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. And the sister station of such is 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. I'd like to thank the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington, and Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, which stands for, by the way, West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. And, of course, I'd like to thank OldiesRadio88.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, and the sister station RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina as well. Dean and all of his great colleagues. Dean, thanks for sending me all those great old commercials and those other files. I'd like to thank Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. If you'd like to learn more about all of these stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show, check out my website, jasonkirtman.com. That's CURTMAN.com. And check out all of the station links at the upper left-hand side of the homepage. And check out the blog while you're there. I've got an interesting, fascinating blog there. I like to post a lot of pictures there. And you just never know what you're going to find on the blog there. That's a guarantee. Hey, you are listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. I'm proud to be with you here every week on this station. And God bless you. I love you. It's the truth. I'll tell you what, I do. And I love this country. I do. I don't have a problem looking somebody in the eye, as Justin Wilson said, and telling them I'm a patriot, because I really feel that way. This country is great. Doesn't matter which side of the political fence you're on. You just got to love this country, because it's the only country that gives you the opportunity to feel the way you do, to speak the way you do, and do the things you do that are just right. And loving your neighbor and fellow man, and not worrying about getting in a lawsuit if you happen to pull over and help somebody change a flat tire. Hey, that's America. That's being a neighbor. And I encourage you to do that today. Pass along the smiles. They go for miles. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show.
Meet Miss Helen Howe of Indian descent, known as the Princess of Dynamite. She's preparing to show you in Birmingham, Alabama, how she can be blown out of a cardboard casket by five sticks of dynamite and live. All the might of dynamite might be a mite too mighty, and it might not. By now, say, I wonder if there's a chance that this stunt may be blown up all out of proportion, but she keeps her powder dry, and that means, there's good fuse tonight. A tisket, a tasket, that's all for the casket. But how now about Miss Howe? Let's have no discussion. It was a terrific concussion. At ease, little guy. She'll be okay by and by. Though from this, I can't see how. Oops. Here's Howe, Helen Howe, star of our cast, who thrilled us all as she survives the blast.
Cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer.
Was The Wanderer by Dion. Here's Sam Cooke with Only 16.
She was only 16. I loved her so, but she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and 16. We'd sing and do the 16. Little things that made my heart glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. Why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know.
Then why did you give your heart so fast?
Boy, it never will happen again.
But you were a mere lad of 16.
I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. Oh, she's 16 to fall 16. And I was too young.
And more hair sound.
That was Charlie Rich singing Mohair Sam. Here's Ricky Nelson with Hello Mary Lou.
Hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. Pass me by one sunny day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. Saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, yes hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Folks, we're going to close up the Jason Kirkman Show right now, but I want to leave you with a song by Elvis Presley, Beyond the Bend, because no matter what happens, it's always brighter just around the corner. You've been listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'll see you again next week.
Happy song. This heart of mine is singing right along. Don't know where I'm going, don't know where it is. Feel the grass is greener beyond the bend. I haven't got a care, I'm just on my way to anywhere. Pocket full of nothing, nothing I can spare. Hope the grass is greener beyond the bend. Beyond the bend, perhaps there'll be somebody waiting who's right for me. So I gotta move around, and I know I've got to cover ground. Oh, the trip is shorter when you've got a friend. Gonna find that rainbow beyond the bend. Beyond the bend, perhaps there'll be somebody waiting who's right for me. So I've got to move around, and I know I've got to cover ground. Oh, the trip is shorter when you've got a friend. I'm gonna buy that rainbow beyond the bend. Beyond the bend.